So, first of all, I want to say that I think it's a wonderful thing to appreciate the fact that we are able still to have a forum to be able to share Divrei Torah, even though it's a difficult time, and it is a slightly strange sitting here giving a shiur when usually it would be in a big hall and being able to see everybody and feed off the body language, etc. But it is a wonderful thing. I've been spending the last few weeks being Isaac in an Inyan, which I think the best subject title would be Ner Mitzvah V'Torah Or. And I'd like to share with you some of my thoughts from it this morning. So let's begin with an interesting Medrash Tanchuma, which happens to be from the beginning of this week's Sedra. And Be'ezah Hashem, when we finish, we'll come back again to this week's Sedra and we'll have a nice idea to take away with us. The Medrash Tanchuma says as follows: Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LiYisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, Im Hizhartom Li Yois Madlikim Lefonai, if you're particular, if you're careful about being Madlik in front of me, Ani Meshamir Es Nafsho Yisechem Mikol Dovaro, I will protect you from anything bad. And the Medrash continues, Shenim Shlu Nafsho Yisechem Kener, because you're compared to a candle, Shenema Ner Hashem Nishmas Odom. Now, this Medrash is obviously talking in the context of Adlokas Neros that took place in the Mishkan and then later in the Beis HaMikdosh. And therefore, this Medrash really requires explanation on two fronts. First of all, why is this a message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to Klal Yisrael? Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LiYisrael, Hashem speaking to Klal Yisrael. Surely, the whole mitzvah, the whole din of Adlokas Ner, which the Medrash is referring to, is clearly one in the Mishkan, as I say, in the Beis HaMikdosh, which is under the supervision of, if not the responsibility of, the Kohanim. So why is this a message directed to Klal Yisrael, is the first question. And the second question is, why is it of such significance? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is promising Shmira to us if we light the menorah. What is it about lighting of the menorah that should cause this, that should give HaKadosh Baruch Hu reason to say, you do this and you'll have all the Shmira that you need? So let's bring another medrash, and we'll come back to explain. The other another medrash, which is a medrash rabba, and is brought down by the Sfas Emes. A one-line cryptic sentence, which the medrash makes. The medrash makes a distinction between korbonos and the neros. And the medrash says as follows. Excuse me. Ha-korbonos, regarding korbonos, calls man shebeis hamikdosh kayim heim noyagim. Korbonos on Noyheg, as long as the Beis HaMikdosh is around. Avol HaNeirois, says the Medrash, but Neirois le'olam, are forever, El Mul Penei HaMoneiro Yo'iru, they will always, forever be facing and being giving light to the center of the menorah. And this Medrash begs explanation. Surely, as we know, menorah and korbonos are no different. Both are applicable only, calls man, that the Beis HaMikdosh is around. So what does the Medrash mean by suggesting that korbonos is calls man to Beis HaMikdosh kayim, but neros somehow are eternal? So the Sfas Emes explains this Medrash by bringing a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Yud Amud Aleph, relates a story, a little episode, where Rava saw Rav Hamnuna. He was taking a long time over davening. And he commented to him as follows. He said to him, Manichin chaye oilom, va'oiskim b'chaye sho, which literally means you're leaving aside matters of eternal nature and you're being oisek and you're getting yourself busy with matters of more temporary nature, of chaye sho. Now Rashi says, what does he mean by chaye oilom and chaye sho? When we're talking about Torah and we're talking about Tefillah, surely both are of Ruchnius, both are of supernatural essence. What does it mean to say that one is Chai Olam, one is Chai Shah? So Rashi says, Chai Olam is Torah. Okay, Chai Olam, not Abba Zechena, we know that. That's a correct reference to use for Torah. And Tefillah, says Rashi, is Tzorech Chai Shah. Because at the end of the day, when we daven for Refuah, for Shalim, for Mazonos, all matters which are pertaining to current day-to-day temporary life, so to speak. And therefore, it's appropriate to use a Lashon Chai Yishar with Tefillah. That's what Rashi explains the Gemara. But the Sfas Emes draws a little bit of a different point in this Gemara. And he says, You know why tefillah is chayisho? Because tefillah, as we know, is keneged korbanos. And korbanos had a specific time. Korban tomid shal shacha, korban tomid shal bein arbaim. Korbanos are time-bound, and tefillah, therefore, is time-bound. So therefore, it's appropriate to refer to tefillah as chayisho. Oh, but Torah? Torah is timeless. Torah is there for all time. Right, as we know, day, night, person can be oisik in Torah, should be oisik in Torah as much as he can. It's a whole different essence, not time-bound like tefillah. Whichever way you want to understand the Gemara, but the Sfasemes brings this Gemara and he says like this. He says, Torah is chai oilam. Now we can understand that cryptic distinction that the Medrash made between korbanos and neiros. Says the Sfasemes, we know that Menorah is keneged Torah. Therefore, when the Medrash says that korbanos are called zman shebeis hamikdash kaim, but neiros are la'olam, what the Medrash means is it's not limited to the physical neiros that we light in the Beis HaMikdash. But the Medrash means that by mentioning neiros, by extension, it means the Torah, limud ha-Torah, which is always available to us. And the nature of limud ha-Torah, as we just said, is chai olam. So again, the Medrash says, Aval ha-neiros la'olam. The Medrash means, but neiros, and that which is represented by neiros, that means Torah, is available to us for eternity. One more medrash before we come back to the first one. And this is a medrash in Devarim Rabbah. And the medrash says like this, it's talking on the Pasuk, where the Ribbono Shel Olam tells Klal Yisrael to take great care in guarding Shmiras HaMitzvos, Ki Im Shomer Tishmurun, you should guard the mitzvahs. Interesting medrash. The medrash says like this, Oma Bakapora, Bakapora says, Hanefesh v'hatorah nimshalu b'ner. The neshama and the Torah are both compared to a candle. How do we know? Well, nefesh d'chsev ner Hashem nishmas Adam. Hatorah and different parts of the Mishnah d'chsev ki ner mitzvah Torah or. So we see that the neshama and Torah are both compared to a candle. I love the sentence of the Medrash. It's moiridik. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'adam hazeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to this person, Neiri b'yodcha. The neir cha biyodi. My neir is in your hands, and your neir is in my hands. And the Medrash goes on to explain. What does that mean? Neiri biyodcha zu ha-Torah. My light, my candle is in your hands. That means the Torah is in your hands to keep and to learn. The neir cha biyodi, and your candle is in my hands, zu ha-nefesh. Ribbono Shel Olam has our neshama. The kind of neshama shenasato bi. And we know the neshama is in Ribbono Shel Olam's hands. Says Ribbono Shel Olam, Im shamarto es neiri, if you guard my candle, ani meshamer es neircha, I will guard your candle. Whereas Chas v'Shalom im kibiso es neiri, if you extinguish my light, then ani mechabe es neircha. So here the Medrash again is in the context of keeping the Torah, shomer tishmurun. But what the Medrash is drawing here is this idea that we have the Torah, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ner. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has our Neshama, which is also a Ner. And Hashem is saying, you guard my Torah, I will guard your Ner. Now let's return to that very first Medrash we started with. The Ribbono Shel Olam Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeYisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to Klal Yisrael. And he says, if you're careful to be madlik in front of me, I will guard your Nefoshis Mikol Dovara. Why? Shenimshlu nafshayseichem kener. Shenema ner Hashem nishmas Adam. I'm suggesting a possible pshat in this marriage. We ask two questions. Why is this a promise that's being made to Klal Yisrael? Surely the responsibility of lighting neiros in the Mishkan is the Kohanim's. Why is this a message to Klal Yisrael? And the second point we said was, what's the significance of Hadlokas Ner, that this should be promised? But now, in light of the other midrashim that we've brought, we can understand that what this medrash is alluding to, perhaps, is not necessarily the physical lighting of the neiros in the Mishkan only. The medrash is talking about that which is represented by neir. Like the Sfasema suggested in the other medrash, it's talking about Torah. And the Ribbono Shel Olam is promising the same thing that the Devarim Rabbah says Im shamarata es neiri ani mishamer es nercha. The Rebbeinu Shlom is saying to Klal Yisrael, not to the Kohenim only, to all of Klal Yisrael, you guard my Torah, I will guard your Ner too. Because Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. So this is the first point, Rabbi Yisrael, I wanted to share, which was a beautiful idea to do with the concept of the Torah being compared to Ner Mitzvah of Torah. And now let's move into the second point. The truth is, Chazal are full of stories, are full of references to this point that Torah is compared to fire. Torah is compared to a candle. And let's start with perhaps a very well-known Gemara in Shabbos Chof Gimel Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says, "Harogil b'ner havin libonim tamidei chachomim." Someone who is accustomed to light will have children tamidei chachomim. Now the Achronim all get busy with this word harogil, because in that Gemara, the Gemara talks about other mitzvahs as well. The Gemara says a lashon hazohir, someone who's careful with the mitzvah. And when it comes to ner, there's a different use of the word. It's harogil. So the Achronim get busy with that as to why that's the case. But be that as it may, why is there a connection between someone lighting a ner and his children becoming talmidei chachamim? And Rashi tells us that when we talk about ner, we're talking about Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah. So what is it that would connect? So another Rishon, the Ri Milunil, says a Loshon which is very interesting. The Ri Milunil says, Mido kineged mido, dichsev ki ner mitzvah v'toyra oir. Oir tachas oir. The Ri Milunil is suggesting that when we describe Torah as Torah Oir, it's not just a nice description, it's not just a fancy word that we use that somewhat perhaps is relevant to Torah. But it's appropriate to look at that description of Torah as Oir and state that there's a Midah Keneged Midah over here. That if you light a candle, physical light, then it's appropriate to be rewarded in kind with a different type of light, which is Torah Oir. In other words, harogil b'ner, someone who lights a candle on Shabbos Chanukah will be zeicher to bonim tamidei chachamim. In other words, will be zeicher to Torah. This isn't a Hasidic battle. This is a Rishon explaining a direct link between the ner that one lights and the Torah being described as oir. There's perhaps a little bit more of a practical explanation given by the Shus Yaakov, who says if someone ensures that they have enough light in the house, so that the Bnei Bayis can learn Torah even when it's dark, then he'll be zeichet the bonim talmidei chachamim. It's a no-brainer that if you actually provide the light and you provide the right setup for people to learn, then you'll be zeichet the bonim talmidei chachamim. It's a bit more of a practicer mahalach. Now, koponim, you see there quite clearly again that link and that description of Torah as fire, Torah as oir, and taken quite literally as a midah keneged midah. One is particular about light, but candles will be zeichet to bonim talmidei chachamim. There's a very interesting shtickle shloh, which I discovered on Shavuos, and it's a very long shtickle. So I'll give a disclaimer right now that we're not going into the whole shtickle, but I want to pick out one or two points from the shloh, which are pertinent to this subject, this inyan of Ner Mitzvah Torah Oyin. It's fascinating what he says. So first, the shloh quotes two chazal that talk about Torah and fire. The first one he quotes in the Sukkah of Ches Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, "Azay, Amru Alav Al Yonasan Ben Uziel." They said about Yonasan Ben Uziel, "Bashar She Yosef VaIsek BaTera," when he would sit and he would be Isaac in Torah, "Kol Oif She Pireach Alav," any bird that would fly on top of him as he was learning, "Miyad Nisraf," would be burnt straight away. Secondly, he brings a Medrash and Vayikra Rabbah, which says that when Ben Azai would sit and learn, fire would surround him. And they would say to him, "Ben Azai, maybe you're being Isaac in Kabbalah. Somehow learning esoteric sort of parts of Torah might encourage fire to come somehow." They were wondering about this fire. And he said, "No, Torah, Nevi'im, Nevi'im, Ksuvim. I'm learning, so to speak, normal chalokim of Torah. The divrei Torah smeichim kiyoyim nesinatson b'sina, he says. But I'm enjoying it so much that it's enjoyable as though the day was given on Har Sinai. And he says, and how was it given on Har Sinai? V'hahor boyer ba'esh. That there was a fire at the time of Matan Torah. So he said, if I'm enjoying the Torah kiyoyim nesinatson b'sina, I'm going to be surrounded by fire. And the Shlomo, when Bruni brings these two Chazal, he asks this question directly. He says, what is this business of fire and Torah? What is it that we talk about Torah, that there's either, in the cases that he brings, a physical sense of fire, whether the bird burns or there's fire around the Ben Azai, or like we brought earlier from the Midrashim, from there's an Indian of fire, Kiner Mitzvah Torah Oir, a comparison to fire. So the Shlomo asks, what is this, what is this comparison? What is this moshel of fire that we keep on coming back to when talking about Torah? So before we explain what the Shlomo says, I want to give a little bit of context to where his question was asked. The Shlomo is dealing with the famous episode, which is related in Shabbos Peches Amud Beis, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shomayim to get the Torah. And the Malachim expressed disappointment. They didn't want to give the Torah to us, to Moshe Rabbeinu, to take down to this world. The Shlomo, when he relates this, he quotes from a Sefer Medrash Shmuel, who actually says it a bit differently to how the Gemara portrays it, adds in a detail or two. But essentially what the Malachim were saying were, Mo'eno ish kisis karenu, vos epes, we're going to give the Torah, the Heilige Torah, to Yilud Isha, to people. The Torah should stay with us. The Torah should stay in Shomayim, where it truly belongs. And it's interesting here, the Medrash Shmuel adds a line, V'chitayman, if you're going to tell me, well, what should they survive with if they don't have the Torah? So he says, look, how did the world survive until the point of Matan Torah? They had emuna. Emuna Nakadosh Baruch Hu was enough to keep the world sustained. Tanid the Malachim, they don't need the Torah. Keep the Torah with us. They can sustain themselves with emuna. And as we know, Moshe Rabbeinu got frightened. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, answer them. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm scared they'll burn me alive. Hashem says, hold on to my kisi covered, and nothing will happen to you. And that's what he did. And he replied, and he said, look in the Torah. The Torah is full of mitzvahs, maisias, which aren't negea at all to the Malachim. So how can you Malachim claim rights to the Torah? Surely the Torah belongs rightfully to us. Now here's the interesting thing. The Sefer Medrash Shmuel, when he says that whole story, as I say, is reported in the Gemara as well. He then adds a line as follows. And he says, the Svara would have been mestabe, it would have been far more logical to actually leave the Torah with Malachi Hashores Shehem Kadoshim Meshorosei Elyon. The Torah is Heilig. Malachim are Heilig. It would have made sense. Keep the Torah where it belongs. Keep the Torah with Kadoshim Elyon. V'loi Litein Oysa, not to give it. L'bnei Adam Ho'aniyim V'avyonim, to give it to us lowly poor people who are living in a lowly world. And he says, L'loi Seiros Koshashroi, if not for the fact that, as we just explained, Torah itself was with all the mitzvahs, maisyos, and the tzis mitzrayim, and the other elements in Torah which are clearly showing that they are relevant to us. If not for that, then we wouldn't have got the Torah. That's the Sefer Medrash Shmuel's take on this episode. But the Shlomo comes back to this, and the Shlomo says, Nishtazai, it's not true. You want to understand why we got the Torah? Because the Torah was supposed to come to us. You know why? You want to tie in a malachim akadosha elyon? Zok the Shlomo, the following words, Nishmais Nishomais Yisrael, Heim Lamaila Lamaila Mimadregas Hamalochim. The Neshama of Klal Yisrael is far, far more Kodesh than what the Kedusha that the Malachim have. And he goes on to explain, and I don't pretend to have any knowledge whatsoever about Kabbalah and what these things mean, but he does suggest that where the Neshama comes from, it comes from the Kisei HaKovod Mamish. Whereas where the Malachim are created from, they're created from below the Kisei HaKovod. What we see here is a very powerful statement by the Shloch. Don't think for a second that we're b'di'evet, that somehow our neshama isn't really up to having the Torah. Nishmas Yisrael lemaylo lemaylo mimadregas amalochim. And here's the next point. You know why the moshel of fire is used to describe, let's start with, to describe neshama, ner Hashem nishmas Adam, because fire depicts a level of kedusha which is tremendous. Fire is something that brings warmth to that around it. Fire brings light to people, to a dark room. And fire has the koyach to destroy anything in its path. Fire depicts power. It depicts a level of tremendous, if you want to give a moshel of kedusha, of tremendous power, of tremendous energy, fire is the right moshel to use. Nishmas Yisrael is compared to fire. Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam is compared to fire. Because of the koyach, the bekoyach, the potential that we have to impact others, to bring warmkeit, to bring warmth to others, and to enlighten others, and to enlighten the darkness. That is the true nature of the value of the kedusha that we carry within us of our neshama. And the Rosh Lach goes weiter, and he says, Nishmas Yisrael, hi ruchnias ha-Torah. If you want to extend this further, to understand this better, you have to understand that Torah and neshama are directly intertwined, or directly connected. They are of the same essence. And as we know elsewhere, Rosh Lach doesn't bring this, kudjubrichu v'oi reise chadu. The Ribbono Shel Olam and Torah is tied up in one. So if you want to split the three elements of one essence, you have Nishmas Yisrael, you have Torah, and you have HaKadosh Baruch Hu, each of which are compared to fire. Neir Hashem Nishmas Adam, which means that the Ribbono Shel Olam is fire, the Neshama is fire, Ki Neir Mitzvah V'Torah, or Torah is fire. Why are we talking about fire all the time? What's fire got to do with anything? Because fire depicts a gewaldige koyach and neshama, a gewaldige koyach to impact others and to bring warmth, to bring rochnius warmth around to people around us, to the world around us, and to give light where it otherwise would be dark. And this leads us beautifully in conclusion to the third point, which I discovered in learning this topic of Ner Mitzvah V'Torah Or. If you look at the beginning of this week's Sedra, Ba'alois Chas HaNeiro is three psukim. There are Meforishim that deal with what is the point of this parasha. The Torah is coming to tell us to light the menorah. We already know that from Parashas Tetzaveh. What is the Torah teaching us essentially new in Ba'alois Chas HaNeiros? Rashi tells us it's talking about the din of Hatovas HaNeiros, of cleaning the candles in preparation for the next Neiros. But we know that's not unanimous. The Rambam holds that's part of the mitzvah of Hadlaka. It's not a separate mitzvah. Other Meforishim say different things as to what the parasha is coming to teach us. Some Meforishim see a greater limud in this parasha. Take a look at the Siporna. We don't have time to explain what the Siporna says, but have a look. He says a whole limud in what this parasha is coming to teach us in Derech Chaim. Aber Rabbeisai, then I found the Shloch. And again, in line with the words that we've been saying about Torah and its comparison to Ner and the importance of that, the Shloch writes, El mul penei hamanoira, you know what it's coming to teach us? Ner Hashem nishmas Adam zog b'shloch. Tzorich lirois. Tomid shetehe meira nishmosai mitorah umimitzvah. A person has to make it his business to ensure that he is enlightening his neshama from his Torah and mitzvahs. And what I see in the Shloch here is a gewaldige ha'ora, it's a gewaldige point, gewaldige limud. And that is that it's possible for a person to go by rote through the Mahalach HaChaim, through life, and do Torah and do mitzvahs. And he might even do it kediktuk yirei shomayim. He might even keep every seif in Shulchan Aruch as he's supposed to. But it's possible for a person to do so, but without feeling that connection to the neshama, without feeling kervas alikim, without feeling that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zok Deshlo, make sure this neshama that we have is fire. This neshama that we have is vitality, it's passion, it's full of connection to Borei Olam, who is an Eish himself compared to Eish himself. If you want to live life as a Yid, you have to be'alois chayas ha'neiros, you have to raise yourself so that when you daven and when you learn and when you oisik and teira mitzvahs, it's done with a connection to something true, to something kodesh, to something powerful, to something that connects you to a different type of life, different type of vitality than simply doing mitzvahs by rote. Zozok dos zok the Shloch is what the Torah is coming to teach us, ba'alois chayas ha'neiros, to raise one's game, to raise oneself, to ensure that his Yiddishkeit is full of life, it's full of fire. And that brings us back, Rabbeisai, to the very first medrash we said. the Medrash tells us that Neiris can be la'olam. How on earth can Neiris of Beis Hamikdash be la'olam? The Beis Hamikdash is gone. There's no Neiris, there's no menorah. But we said Neiris doesn't mean Neiris physically. Neiris means Torah as compared to fire. If we are Isaac in Torah, and we're Isaac in Torah mitzvahs in a way that connects us to the fire of the neshama, that gives us life, that brings passion, that gives us vitality, then we can be rest assured that we'll be zeichataka to the shmira that the Rebbeinu Shloim promised in his heart temple, his madlikim lefonai, if you make sure to be madlik in front of me properly, and nimashameh es nafshei seichem, mikol davara, Hashem yizakeinu shkoyach.